Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts, the podcast where nothing is off limits, Josh.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Not even an impression of you.
Oh, it's not off limits. It is
not.
Oh,
God, I don't know how good it is. It's a best of caricature, I think. But do you want to hear something?
It's really, it must be hard for you because it's like, go on, do it. It's like, well, because it's like, do an impression.
Performing monkey.
Well, I've done it in front of people before. I've done it in front of Andy Murray, which is funny.
But he was so like, what was that like?
It was just, you know, we both sort of sat down doing a video together. And I was like, yeah, it's really interesting to be here. You know, and I was sort of rubbing my face like this. And he was sort of also sort of like, oh, do I do that? Okay, that's great. actually, I've got a letter that he wrote. I did a gig for him for his like foundation ages ago. He wrote me a letter and he was like, you know, thanks for coming. I also want to sort of reluctantly congratulate you on your impression of me. I'm told it's very accurate. Which I thought was great.
That is so good. Apparently, you do a very good Jimmy Carr impression.
Yeah, Jimmy sort of has that, you know, it's a little bit like Louis Theroux, isn't it? You know,
hello, I was going to say, yeah.
You know, I'm Jimmy Carr, welcome to an out of 10 cat. It's sort of, you know, everything's sort of quite nasal and sort of like that.
Oh my God, that's kind of, great. Ha,
ha, you know his laugh?
The laugh sort of, is ridiculous. Ha, 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 ha,
ha. I create it in a way, so he creates it in the, so he goes like, ha, and then ha, like that. But I can't do that. I don't have a throat like a dolphin. Like, I don't know, whatever it is. He's got some quirk in his throat.
Like a dolphin.
I don't know what it is. But yeah, so it's not, it annoys me because I wish I could do the, but I can't. I just sound like I'm choking.
Who's your favourite person to do an impression of?
I love doing James Acaster, man. Fair play. I love him so much. Yeah! God, be careful if I swivel my head too much. Some bloody earphones. Oh, they've come off, man. I love it.
I
love that one.
Do it again. Just keep going.
Recently, I was eating an apricot. Fair play. But inside the apricot, it wasn't actually an apricot, it was a banana. And I was like, oh, you can't be selling banana apricots, man. That's bullshit. Okay. I was a bit loud there, sorry. I got overstimulated there. And it was a bit loud.
That is so good.
He must spend half of his life with his eyes closed.
It's sort of a tired velociraptor. That's how I sort of imagine James Acaster. Fair play.
Tired velociraptor.
It's always so uncanny how you almost become.
I liked it. Just add to that one. I like doing people that are current. I really enjoyed doing Nadal after he won the Australian Open.
Oh my God, let's hear it.
Well, for me, I want to say to congratulate everyone for
so
putting
good.
Me into a fantastic position, playing in a very, very, very good one, and it's important for me. So I want to say thank you.
Who else?
I love him.
Who else?
Well, I mean, I started off doing like John McEnroe, you know, when I first started doing impressions. I mean, John, everyone was like, whoa, what the hell's going on here? You know, and the cool thing about John is that, you know, like in the 90s, John was like up here, right? And then gradually over time, it's sort of a bit lower. And you're like, whoa. I mean, you know, Serena Williams, I could definitely beat her. I mean, come on.
Anyone else?
I like doing some of the voices that like you recognize, maybe you wouldn't know. It's Andy Pudicum who does Headspace. You know, so if we just close our eyes and just
gently closing the eyes.
just relaxing, feeling the body, the mind, and then slowly opening the eyes, remembering not to lose contact with the breath. I've run out.
He actually doesn't have the best voice for
that.
That
is so good. I just want to fall asleep though.
That
know
is
what
so
I mean?
Good. Dude, any more just this is amazing.
Who else have we got on the rope?
This is great for our content.
I did Hugh Grant tonight. I did it. Yeah, shit. Fuck. Gosh. Crikey. Goodness gracious me. Oh, we're going to do Josh Widdicombe. You wanted to? Yeah, yeah. Well, Josh Widdicombe, the thing with some impressions is that you can just get into it with a word or a sound. Mm. And Josh Widdicombe, for me, was always... Oh, bloody hell. I'm looking like a sort of confused blonde hobbit. I mean, who needs that?
The same with Dara O'Brien. You know, Dara O'Brien, who presents Mob of the Week. It was always the sort of, Paddy Brim was there. Yeah, right there. Is that the point? Paddy Parton there. Yeah, there. No one understands what I'm saying there. I remember there.
Can you do Stephen Fry or anyone like that?
Oh, Rory Bremner does such a good Stephen Fry. I dare not sort of try and copy it because he should look that up.
It is genius. Oh my God. Your ear for these people is just phenomenal. It's amazing. Anyway, we want to hear
the impression.
Man, there's been a lot of hype and I don't think it's that. Okay. So this is how Archie did it. And I think there's probably something in it. It's just a lot of like, Hey, buddy, how's it going, buddy? Yeah, buddy, great, great podcast. But Miss Spence, yeah, hey, buddy, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then on Made in Chelsea, it'd be like, mate, no, yeah, she's a very good girl. She's a good girl. No, she's a really good girl. Yeah.
That's actually really good.
Well, I don't think it was very accurate, but I think I got the words used. Yeah.
I have this video, which I want to sort of get up. This is what my voice used to sound like. Which I don't understand that why...
Well, before you had coaching, what did you change your...
No, I...
Did you have a broad northern accent or something?
I am, I'm made in Chelsea. Bloody hell. She's a very good girl.
This is what I just...
Great lass.
I need to find this thing. But so typically what happens is your voices go down. Sure. I mean, down. Mine has gone up and I sound like the biggest douchebag. Like, I cannot believe I had any friends. I can't believe anyone...
I don't know if you did.
This is me in 2011 when I had first joined Made in Chelsea.
Is this going to be deep?
Huh? This is when I first joined Made in Chelsea. Here we go. Oh my God, this is terrible.
What up, guys? So we're here today. We've just finished auditioning the Candy Kids and Girls for the A-Level Results Party.
Wait, that's you.
You sound same. You sound, yeah, a lot deeper.
That's me.
That doesn't even sound like you.
Early bird tickets are selling out fast.
You've gone more husky, you know.
Yeah.
You sound fresh out of uni, actually. You really do.
I sound like a complete idiot.
You sound like you're about to sell me tickets to a club I don't want to go to. Yeah. Guys, some really good girls going down to the club tonight, honestly.
Jamie's made a career out of selling shit that people don't actually really want.
Oh, God. So just when was your first ever gig that you did? When was that moment that you were saying like...
Well, it may surprise you to learn that I actually started out on the black circuit. I know that seems like a lie, but it is genuinely...
Is it really?
The black comedy circuit. This guy was really nice. I was dog shit and he very kindly like offered me a gig.
Yeah.
It was a night in Brick Lane and I was absolutely smashed. And it went sort of surprisingly well. And then I had some awful, awful bombs, like some just shocking, terrible. Really? I mean, comedy is full of failure. There is you sort of have to do that, right? There are so many low moments and low points.
I think so. I've spoken about this before, but I did stand up a couple of times. But the first time I did it, you have this sort of weird, like you're incredibly nervous, but it's almost like the crowd realize it's your first time, so they're forgiving.
Yes, absolutely.
Almost. And then when you do it the second time, because the first time's gone well, you're like, this is easy.
Right.
And then you get shot down. I never in my life realized what losing a room felt like. Until you stand up on stage and you lose the room.
It's
the worst feeling.
It's really painful.
It is the ultimate humiliation.
It's awful.
Painful for the audience.
No one wants to be there. No. What do you do? You just leave. I mean, it's absolutely atrocious. I did a gig where I have this joke as my political advisor character, Rafe,
Who, yeah, what does Rafe sound like?
He just sounds like all the chaps on Made in Chelsea, like all the E's at A's, saying, you know, it's like very good and classic.
Yeah. Always those guys are like, they're always surprised that things are going well. You ask them how they're doing. They're like, yeah, mate, actually really well. Like it's that. Well, yeah. All of the fabric of society was half woven for you.
But, Oxford Brooks.
Yeah, right. I'm actually doing really well, mate.
It's actually this. Your career has been woven for you already. Yeah.
But I did a gig as him, and there's a joke I have in it about how the joke is every time Matt Hancock opens his mouth, he looks like he's being wanked off on a Japanese game show. That's the joke, right? Which, sure, you find funny, right? But they fucking didn't. And the gig was going so badly, and I was like, well, I've got no other jokes. I'm just going to have to say this. And it was just total silence. And someone actually, I think, stormed out. They found that so offensive. It was just...
When I did my one... And I said a joke. I said it so badly. Someone asked me to repeat the punchline in the audience, and that happened. And then I realized I was about to tell a joke, and I was coming to a joke which was really not going to be funny, and it was about STDs, and I knew it wasn't going to be funny. And so instead of finishing the joke, I mumbled over the punchline because I didn't want anyone to hear it because I was so embarrassed about it. And as I was looking at the room, and honestly, there was this moment where you could just hear. You know, when people like shove you, like, oh my God. And then once you lose them, there is no going back from it.
It's so rare. It's like crashing a plane. It's like a plane crash and then being like, oh, we can fly. It just won't happen. I mean, I've seen people win rooms back, but it's horrible. It's the worst feeling.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a sort of odd question, but do you think you have to have a certain mind to be a comedian?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think so. You have, like what I was saying before, you have to be super reflective.
Break that down. What do you mean reflective? Like, in what sense?
You have to think about things more than other people would, I think, in order to notice things that other people don't, right? Because that's maybe one of the reasons we come to comedians, because they like are pointing out things that we haven't acknowledged. You have to be just a bit more kind of, yeah, you have to turn ideas over more, I think. You have to have thought more deeply than other people.
But then there's the sort of famous... places for comedy, you know, the Footlights, obviously that's a sort of Cambridge place. We have a lot of comedians who have come out of Oxford. And so it sort of lends itself to a place where it's quite a sort of intellectual place to be in, right?
Mm.
And does that mean you have to be smart to do comedy?
Well, I'm extremely intelligent, which helps. I don't think you'll see any comedians who aren't bright. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And whether that's like in a sort of classical academic sense or in another sense, like you can't not be intelligent, I think, to do it. But that sounds very, very...
No, it doesn't. It's interesting.
Smoke up my own ass.
No, it doesn't. Because I suppose a lot of people listening to this perhaps will want to become comedians, right?
Mm.
And there's always that thing that you want to try and sort of give advice to people who are listening. And I listened to Russell Cain once, and Russell Cain sort of has a quite an aggressive view on becoming a comedian. And he says, you know, lots of people always ask me how to become a comedian. Mm. And he says, it's a very simple method. You have to give up your life for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So tell all your friends that you're probably not going to see them that much. That also probably includes relationships with any person that you want to be in a relationship with. You have to earn hardly any money for the next 5 years. You have to gig every single night in pubs and different places where you're going to get booed off stage and all different things. Once you've done it for about 5 years, you're probably going to be okay. And then you can probably start earning a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. And then after 10 years, you might be starting to make some good money. So it takes 10 years to get anywhere where you want to be in comedy. That's the method. Now go and do it.
Yeah. I saw that interview. I mean, that's
did you see that?
I've seen it. Yeah. And I think that's certainly what happened to him. I
know that's what I mean. So that's kind of a, sorry to cut you off, but it seems like a negative output on the industry.
I'd say it's probably different now with social media, right? Because
I agree, you
can propel yourself. I mean, imagine you've found that.
Yeah. I think that's definitely true. Like social media allows you, because my personal belief is that it's just all about hours, right? You have to just do the work consistently. Mm. And I think that's what Russell Cain's getting at, right? He's just like, you have to just put in hour after hour after hour and learn and make all the mistakes. And social media does help you with that because it allows you to sort of see what's working and what isn't. Mm. And then you can bring things onto stage. But yeah, you can't skip that, I think. I mean, having done like Edinburgh Fringes and all of that and the horror of just like, shit, just terrible fucking shows, just awful
How many
routines.
People in the audience?
Oh, like 8 sometimes, you know, 2 of whom are my family members. Just the worst. And but you have to do that. You have to sort of throw yourself into the deep end a little bit and then, you know, you do get better with time.
But I think people forget that. So just, you're also touring?
Big time.
Is that exciting? It's a big damn baby. It's exciting to be back on the road, though.
It's great. There's nothing like the feeling of, you know, for all of the sort of the hard yards you put in early on and the difficulties of stand up, like performing to an audience of people who want to come and watch you is like the best. Like, it's so much fun. Although I had a bit of a trickier one in Oxford last night. I was wearing these trousers, like grey trousers. And I had my phone in my pocket. My phone torch apparently was on for the whole fucking show. And I came out on stage and was like, why is everyone really distracted? This material normally goes down really well. And then someone afterwards messaged me on Instagram and be like, oh, you realize that like the light was on and it basically just kind of illuminated your left testicle for the entire fucking first half. And I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, for fuck's sake.
I love that you walked off. Normally people really respond
to
this.
Yeah, I'm like, God, this is really good material.
Really checking out my package.
Yeah, yeah, God.
Do you still get nerves when you go on?
Yeah, but I kind of try to reframe it as like adrenaline. I think that's probably the best, because I'm also excited to do it. Like, I'm excited to have fun with an audience. I think that was a big change in my thinking. Like, originally I was like, oh my God, I'm shitting myself. What if this is bad? And then I kind of started to think, oh yeah, but what if it's fun? What if it's good? Mm. And that helped me kind of overcome a lot of performance anxiety.
That's actually an interesting way to look at nerves. Change it to adrenaline.
Mm, mm.
But you have to practice that, right? You can't just suddenly just say it once, okay, it is. Because my biggest thing that I have, and I'm sure a lot of people listening, is how to handle nerves, right? Like, nerves ruin people's lives in terms they don't actually do things because they can't face up to doing it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
So how you harness it by telling yourself it's adrenaline.
Yeah, I think so. Although, I mean, I wouldn't say the way that my mind has dealt with it is the most healthy way, because what it's done is like, I'll be like, yeah, I feel really good for this show and I don't feel worried about it. But then my brain will fixate on something completely irrelevant that's totally different in a totally different domain. Like, well, my leg hurts. I probably need to get that chopped off. And then I'll think about that for days.
You picked
days.
Up quite a bad disorder.
Yeah, I've got a flesh-eating disease because my quad is in pain.
Why do we do that as humans? It's so weird. Oh, I feel a bit funky. Is that a heart attack? I don't know what's going on.
But it's like whack-a-mole, right? I've waxed down the anxiety about performing and then just like, oh, here's health anxiety. Here it comes. Enjoy it.
It's the same, like, 'cause I've stopped boozing and I've now taken up kicking puppies. in the street.
That's how it works.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Have you still not boozed, be honest?
No, I've not boozed.
Since when?
2 days now. yeah. God, it's tough.
You've replaced it with drugs? Or
replaced it with drugs and punching puppies. What am I, like day 20 or something?
What am I? Where am I?
What day is it?
19.78.
Yeah, but do you drink just before you go on stage?
I went through a stage last year where I didn't drink because... I don't know about you guys. I put on some timber in lockdown, so I was trying to get rid.
I got quite chunky.
Yeah, I was drinking like 5
pints a day. I was just so
At home, yeah, pouring yourself a pint.
I wasn't in a good place, actually. You know, Operation Fear with the government, and they were like, "Oh, coronavirus is coming, you're going to die." I really took that to heart. I watched the news every day. I was like, "Holy shit!" I'm staying inside, and I'm wearing gloves all the time, and I'm, you know, spraying myself down with Dettol, but I could still get coronavirus and die. So I was just drinking.
You're a murderer.
Yeah,
cleaning up.
I was just drinking to sort of try and get rid of all of that, which is obviously just leading me closer to death anyway. So yeah, I stopped drinking to sort of break that
cycle.
Can we
just reflect on that? It's the weirdest experience that we went through. That lockdown experience is bizarre.
Yeah.
I was the same. By 4 p.m. I was absolutely hammered most days.
Well, that's were you really?
Yeah.
But what, so for me, like my days were really geared around like doing social media posts, because like the Rafe character I do was like popping, and I used to, that used to be like going on stage, and then afterwards would be like after being on stage, so you just smash a load of pints and absolutely annihilate an M&S 4 dip selection. That was my life.
So you would go on social media, do your impression, think that was wicked, and just go get hammered.
Literally that. I'd be like, oh, look at those Instagram. Come on.
So self-congratulatory. Like, it's killing
you. I used to love it. Go out, have some banana loaf, watch Tiger King.
Mate, banana bread became my ex would bake every day, and so I just got so fat. And yeah, she wouldn't eat any of it, and she'd give me like 20 cookies and a banana bread. I was like, for fuck's sake.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, on that note, Josh, listen, thank you so much. Where can we get your tickets for your tour?
joshberryofficial.com/tour or Twitter or Instagram, and I'm Josh Berry Comedy on those.
Josh, honestly, one of the funniest guys, and honestly, your impressions are impeccable. Everything is just genius, so I wish you all the success. Before we go, can we have, how would Louis Theroux end this podcast?
Yeah, I was thinking about that as you said that. I come to meet Alex and Jamie, and I thought it was great. You know, I sort of feel like we're all feeling a bit shit when the podcast started. But over time, all of our drugs kicked in. And we were sort of feeling a bit better. And I sort of left with a feeling of kind of internal peace. Yeah.
Josh Berry, thank you so much. Everybody, see you next week. Bye!
Well, it's interesting.
Trying to do another impression coming out of
something in your mouth.
The episode. Whew, I'm a little bit spent off that one.
Yeah. Did you enjoy his impression of you?
I enjoyed his impression. I enjoy Josh a lot. Very funny guy. Incredible comedian. Want to watch him on tour. Going on tour. Go and check him out.
Yeah, he's got his tour on. I think we should go. I think you should heckle him from the crowd, and then he can rinse you.
Then you can heckle me back.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm going to say it again. I said at the beginning, remember to check out our Instagram page and send us some comments, whatever you want. And also go and comment us on Apple iTunes. Give us a 5-star review if you want, and send us a little review underneath. It helps other people find that we're there.
Just do it. And then he'll finally stop saying that little bit every podcast.
And don't forget, every Wednesday, our bonus episode where Alex and I just chat about different things. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, have a fabulous day. We love you. We'll see you later. So long. Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.